camping, and parking. The U.S. military says an American soldier was killed in the center of Baghdad today. Authorities say he died from a gunshot wound. In other violence, gunmen wearing Iraqi army uniforms burst into the home of Sunni Arab Sheikh, killing him, three of his sons, and a son-in-law. Police are saying the attack might have been aimed at discouraging Sunni Arabs from participating in next month's election. U.S. and Iraqi authorities are trying to encourage Sunni Arabs to vote in hopes of luring them away from the rebel insurgency. Millions of Americans are not letting a bit of bad weather or higher gasoline prices ruin their holiday travel plans. Winter weather hitting from the Appalachians or along the Great Lakes, some heavy lake effect snow expected in some areas. No big problems at the airport in Chicago, handling 2 million passengers this weekend. Indiana officials blame snow for some traffic accidents, no serious injuries. AAA predicts more than 37 million people will be traveling for the holidays across the country, nearly two-thirds in the air. An airline expert says that plane tickets are running roughly about $40 higher than they were back in February, but that hasn't stopped people from flying. Indiana's Supreme Court today rejected a challenge to the state's abortion waiting period law. The 1995 law requires women seeking an abortion to get counseling about medical risks and alternatives and then wait at least 18 hours before having the procedure. In the 4-1 ruling, Indiana Supreme Court said opponents can't pursue their lawsuit on the grounds that the law violates the right to privacy. The Indiana Civil Liberties Union had helped lead the challenge to the law. John Kerry was elected jury foreman this week in Boston. The Suffolk Superior Jury heard a case involving two men who sued over injuries suffered in a car crash involving a city employee. Jurors deliberated for about an hour and a half before finding the city negligent but rejecting the damages for the plaintiffs. Several members of the panel praised John Kerry's handling of the deliberations as the foreman, saying he went out of his way to make sure that everyone's opinions were heard. This is Air America Radio News.
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back? We've all had it. Send or regret. That feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email, and you should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you. Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free. To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com for total email privacy and control.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers. So meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things ain't too awful.
Talking about my generation.
I hope I die before I get old.
Talking about my generation.
My generation.
I hope I die before I get old.
Why don't you all fade away? Don't try to dig what we all say.
Yeah, will you still love me when I'm 64?
Trying to cause a big sensation.
Hey, good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. It's about 7 past the hour on this Thanksgiving Eve, 2005. Welcome to the program. If you've been paying attention even a tiny bit this week, you know what we're doing tonight. We would like to have phone calls from America's youth, okay? People between the ages of 14 and 17. That's what we're looking for tonight. If you're older than that, you can listen tonight, but if you just find yourself with this almost insatiable urge to dial the number and talk to us tonight, don't, unless you are 14, 15, 16, or 17 years old. Now that, excuse me, Kathy, what? Yeah, 13, what did I say? 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Okay, if you're those ages, we want to hear from you. The phone number here is 866-303-2270, 866-303-2270. 2270. We'll do this as long as we have some interest going tonight. If there's enough to sustain it for 30 minutes, we'll do it for 30 minutes. If it's an hour, we'll do it for an hour, and so on and so on. While you're dialing 866-303-2270, if you're inclined to do that, a couple of items here. From yesterday, I believe, we just didn't get a chance to get to it. Do you remember that Bush said in an interview, I think as recently as a week ago, when he was pushed about American forces in Iraq, he said that the U.S. would withdraw its forces from Iraq if the new government asked him to do so. But he expected Iraq's first democratically elected leaders would want the troops to remain as helpers, not as occupiers. All right, Bush has now been asked to withdraw. The government of Iraq has said officially, unofficially, everybody's on the same page, Sunnis, Shiites, Kurds, they would like the United States to get the hell out. They're asking for a timetable and get out. So, what do you think? Now, it was when I said Thursday, it was Thursday about 6 months ago. Matter of fact, it was more like about 10 months ago. It was back in January, apparently, when Bush said that if asked by the Iraqis, U.S. forces would leave the country. So, all the talk, whether it comes from Representative Murtha or the psychopaths that eat away at America's integrity on right-wing talk radio, no matter what the comments, no matter what is said at this point, isn't Bush a man of his word? Huh? He's a man of God, isn't he? He's a godly man. Well, from Michael, who sent me an email, it says, Mike, the quote is, only cowards cut and run. Okay. Cowards cut veterans' benefits. They cut food stamps. They cut education. They cut environmental protection. They cut Medicare. Cut housing for hurricane victims. Cut taxes for the wealthiest of the wealthy. When you're right, you're right. Thanks, Michael. There are so many issues to pay attention to, but I want to move to the phone calls as quickly as we can. So, again, 866-303-2270 is the number. The other day, officials from Venezuela and Massachusetts signed a deal that would provide cheap heating oil to low-income families in Massachusetts. You hear about this? Is it through Citgo? That's the Citgo Petroleum, which is a U.S.-based subsidiary of the Venezuelan state-owned oil company. Local congressman in Massachusetts described the deal as, quote, an expression of humanitarianism at its very best, end quote. The fuel will be sold about 40% below market prices to thousands of homes over the winter months. Venezuela's President Chavez is one of the Bush crime family's biggest pains in the butt in Latin America. Chavez first announced the plan to do this, provide cheap heating oil directly to low-income Americans while visiting Cuba in August. The deal involves shipping some 45 million liters of heating oil from Venezuela to Massachusetts via Citgo Petroleum. At a signing ceremony in Massachusetts the other day, William Delahunt, who's a local congressman, a Democrat who helped broker the deal, rejected suggestions that it was politically motivated. That's the first thing that the crack news media always say. Was this politically motivated? No. No. Delahunt said, it's a gesture about people. It's nothing to do, as far as I'm concerned, with anything between the Bush administration and Chavez. It has to do with helping people. But isn't it interesting? You know, Chavez can do this. Oh, it's a political stunt, right? Oh, it's blah, 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 blah. If it's a political stunt, why doesn't Bush do a political stunt just once that is to the advantage of someone other than the wealthiest Americans or the brain-dead religious freaks in this country? If it's just a political stunt on the part of Hugo Chavez, I say, okay, can we have a couple of political stunts of equal merit from George W. Bush? Of course not. Absolutely not. What else we got here? A top U.S. Air Force general said a couple of days ago that reports of civilian casualties in Iraq as a result of American military action, the reports are exaggerated. Lieutenant General Walter Buchanan, the third commander of the 9th U.S. Air Force and U.S. Central Command Air Forces, says, quote, I would tell you first off, I don't believe most of it, and I'm very much aware that some of that has been staged, end quote. Dead people. That's right. They fake their own deaths. That's what they do. They just fake their deaths. Buchanan was speaking to the Associated Press on the sidelines of the annual Dubai Air Show. The Dubai Air Show? The general said the U.S. Air Force was doing everything necessary to minimize civilian casualties. We don't care what anybody says. The general said, we are very, very careful, and we use precision-guided munitions. We only drop the weapons we have to, and they're always the smartest weapons possible, so they're nyeh, 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 nyeh. Well, I added that last part. There are no official figures on civilian deaths in Iraq because, who was it? Was it Rumsfeld early on says, I don't do death counts? Or was that Cheney? U.S. military spokesman told the Associated Press last month that as many as 30,000 Iraqis have died during the war. The Lancet, the British medical journal, says as many as 100,000 have died. But this general says, quote, we control the collateral damage. And we have very strict rules of engagement to guide us through minimizing non-combatant injuries and death. End quote. Really? Would you like to place yourself, General, in a room with maybe five mothers or five fathers whose children have been blown to pieces by U.S. smart bombs and tell them how you control collateral damage? These people make me sick. Collateral damage, the deaths of children in a war in which we shouldn't be within 1,000 miles, 10,000. Buchanan also disputed reports that the U.S. military was using white phosphorus against civilians in Iraq. He said, quote, it is purely used as a marking round, not as a weapon. It marks the target. So it becomes very clear. End quote. All right. We have a break here. When we come back from the break, we're going to start phone calls. We're looking for people tonight, 13 through 17. You can bring to the discussion whatever topic you would like to bring to the discussion. We invite kids whose political points of view may be comparable to the points of view expressed on this program or in contradiction to the points of view expressed on this program. We invite children or young people who, when you're 13, you're not a child anymore, young people who may have a belief in a supernatural being and may not. You may be a good little Presbyterian or a good little atheist. It doesn't make any difference. We would like to hear from you regardless. 866-303-2270. We'll do your phone calls when we come back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
A party at Ed's house. Okay. Will Ed's parents be there? Then the answer is no.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy.
No, his brother being there isn't the same.
But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
No, I don't care if he is old for his age.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
You know, people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of 7 safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away. And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, well, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now. You'll get a 45-day supply of delicious Slim Cafe for only $39.95. And remember, if you don't start losing pounds, return it for a full refund. Call now and start your day with Slim Cafe. Call toll-free right now, 1-800-399-6220. That's 1-800-399-6220. Call now, 1-800-399-6220.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis and a proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we can handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now, 800-936-7649.
What can we do about these clowns in Washington? Well, we can laugh. We can laugh hard and often, which is the whole idea of Funny Times. Funny Times is the monthly journal of flat-out funny cartoons and political humor, the highlight reel of funny. And right now you can sample it for 3 months absolutely free. Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more, and all free. Recent medical studies prove laughter prevents heart attacks and even helps you lose weight. So even if I didn't tell you to try Funny Times, your doctor might. So call this number, 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After three free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but we'll bet you'll want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. That is a lot of funny for the money. Funny Times, risk-free. Call 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES or go to funnytimes.com.
Doing talk radio right. From the left, it's more of Mike Malloy.
It's 21 past the hour. 866-303-2270 is the phone number. All right, let's start here with Max, who is 15, calling in from Texas. Max, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing actually quite good today.
Good, good. Why is today different from any other day? And that's not a religious question.
Actually, because today has no school on it.
Right, okay.
I'm fortunately lucky to live in a district that gives me a unreasonably large amount of vacation time, which I take advantage of.
Well, why do you refer to it as unreasonable?
Because it seems like every... It seems like I get a large amount compared to other school districts.
What do you do with the time that you have available on these vacations, Max?
Pretty much hang out, listen to Air America Radio, and do research.
Research on what? Are you studying to be a chemist or of what?
Mainly political stuff or debate stuff.
And when you've done a lot of research, what do you do with the results of your research? Do you participate?
I actually have a folder which I keep all my research in. It's my anti-conservative folder.
Anti-conservative. Now, what do you do? What do you do with this stuff?
When I am at school, I debate some people.
Yeah. Do you get a lot of folks who are willing to challenge what you have to say?
Actually, yes, because they are not informed and they basically do not believe anything except for their Republican talking points.
Yeah,
which is quite fun.
Do you ever get beat up?
No.
I'm just kidding. You sound like you could probably hold your own pretty well. Now you go to school in Texas, right?
Correct.
Okay. Are the kids there? The reason I all right. Let me rephrase. Have you lived? Were you born and raised in Texas?
Yeah.
Oh, really? You're from Texas?
Correct.
Where's the Texas accent?
I just don't have it.
Oh, okay. Do you find that the kids in? I guess you're in what? Middle school? No. You're in high school. High school.
I'm a sophomore.
Sophomore. Do you? Oh, really? At 15? Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Do you find that the kids that you debate or discuss political stuff with, are they? You may have already answered this. Are they informed? Do they know what they're talking about? The ones on the other side, they do not.
Yeah.
Well,
they
how
do
you,
not. Know,
go ahead.
What they're talking about is basically Bush is right all the time. It's the ideal leader's followers.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Do you question their research? I mean, when you say, well, how do you know that? Can you prove that? What kind of an answer do you get, regardless of what the point
basically,
is?
Basically, since I know they don't have research, I don't question the existence of nothing. Because I know there's nothing.
Well, that's true. That's true. That would be kind of a Zen approach to question the nothingness. So
yeah.
I can understand why you wouldn't question it. How do you feel on this Thanksgiving evening at age 15? I know it's probably almost impossible to look ahead too far. I'm trying to remember when I was 15, and I get lost trying to remember back that far. But when you're 15 and you look ahead, do you feel fairly optimistic, Max, or what?
I feel fairly optimistic because I'm looking at the current poll numbers, and America's finally getting it and waking up.
And that can only be good for people in your generation, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because with more people waking up and our current senators finally getting Congress people and senators finally getting in action and doing what they should do by raising questions could only be a good thing.
Let me ask you one more thing before we go here. Why do you think Republicans turned out to be so much like they are? I don't want to characterize it and then ask you to respond to my characterization. So let me just put it that way. Why are Republicans the way they are?
I think it's because they're in power, and especially down where I'm in Texas, which is a very conservative area. It's basically we're in power. It's going to stay the same, so we don't need to pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
As a minority, you always need to be looking for something to take advantage of.
Mm-hmm.
But until Democrats take back the majority in the United States and in Texas for that point, there will be no use of Republicans will be still able to be misinformed because they're not fighting for anything. It's as an incumbent, you have a much easier job of being reelected than just some nobody out of who knows where.
Yeah. All right, that makes sense in a circular kind of way. Max, thank you so much. I appreciate you checking in. Have a nice Thanksgiving, okay?
Thank you. Bye.
All right, sir. Take care.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis and eczema for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, is the only treatment I've used that actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch, no more bleeding, and I haven't had a flare-up since I started using it. Look, I'm in a T-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc is the only product that's helped. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't. It's really the closest thing to a medical miracle.
Call now for your 30-day risk-free trial of the Skin Zinc system at 1-800-507-5904. That's 1-800-507-5904. Eliminate itching, flaking, and scaling. Call 1-800-507-5904. Restore your skin to a clearer, healthier state. 1-800-507-5904.
Hey folks, John Madden here to tell you about the Great Ace one-day sale happening this Friday only, November 25th, at participating neighborhood Ace stores. You'll find great deals like a portable widescreen DVD player for just $99.99 and your choice of select Stanley hand tools just $1.99 each after a $5 mail-in rebate. So visit your local Ace Hardware this Friday, November 25th. Quantities limited, available at participating stores.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
Hi. I'm David Orrick. When you purchase my new 8-pound Orrick XL upright vacuum, you also get a great gift. For everything above the floor, I'll give you my Orrick Super Compact Canister. It's so powerful it'll pick up a bowling ball. Try them free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200. After all, why settle for one vacuum? With Orrick, you can get two. 1-800-989-4200.
If getting life insurance is on your things to do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote. 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now. 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03, and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLYSEL-03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code America. That's gotomypc.com. Radio listener link, promo America. Try GoToMyPC free today.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the smoke-free free trial offer is. Smoke-free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the smoke-free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with smoke-free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
You be the judge. New FlexoFactor helps promote joint strength, flexibility, lubrication, range of motion, and even the renewal of cartilage from your hands and knees to your hips and elbows. And we'll prove it by letting you try it free. A $30 bottle, free. FlexoFactor is a new all-natural joint support supplement that combines five specific joint supporting ingredients in one exclusive formula. FlexoFactor helps cushion, lubricate, and strengthen joints and cartilage over time. It's perfect for seniors, weekend athletes, anyone who depends on healthy joints for an active lifestyle. But don't take our word for it. You be the judge. Call now and try a free bottle of FlexoFactor, a $30 value. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover shipping and handling. FlexoFactor. We know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Call 1-800-364-9974. That's 1-800-364-9974. Limit one bottle per household. Call 1-800-364-9974.
Because life's too short to listen to right-wing radio, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Armchair warriors often fail. We've been poisoned by these fairy tales. Lawyers clean up all details since daddy.
It's about 25 before the hour. We have about 8 or 9 people on hold now, and they're all guys. We sure would like to intersperse some of the calls from the young men with calls from young women. The phone number here is 866-303-2270. Sean is calling from Florida. Sean is 13. Sean, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you, Sean?
I'm okay.
Good. You wanted to talk about the State of the Union and politics?
Well, when I say the State of the Union, I don't mean the address necessarily, but how we're all doing right now.
Right. Okay. How do you think we are doing?
Well, look at the poll numbers. The Union itself is barely intact, but looks like our president may not be.
You got that right. Let me ask you something, Sean. From the perspective of someone your age, when you see Bush on television, especially, I don't know if you saw the clips, but the night before the election, when he made a beeline back from Panama and went to Virginia to campaign for the Republican nominee for governor, and he was up on the stage, a lot of people, myself included, came to the conclusion that he was either slightly drunk or high on tranquilizers or something. Do you think Mr. Bush is once again hitting the bottle, or do you not have an opinion on that?
I don't really know. I saw the speech. He didn't look like he was exactly sober,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know if he was drunk enough as he would usually be, because if I know Bush, everything's bigger in Texas, and so probably would be his bottles. So I think he'd be a little drunker than he was at that Kilgore event.
Well, I certainly am not adverse to ad hominem attacks, because I don't like this guy, as if you listen to this program, you know. But it scares me, to think that somebody who can't control himself where it concerns drugs or alcohol is in a position of power like George Bush. Now, I also don't believe he can control himself where it concerns his emotions or where it concerns his decisions. And I think enough information now is starting to come out from the inner sanctum of the White House that Bush is really starting to lose it, because everything is going straight to hell with this man. And
yep.
He's not the type that likes to see things, you should pardon the expression, go straight to hell. Are you worried that he might do something irrational under the present circumstances? Something else irrational, I should say.
I don't know. It's what I'm trying to say is, I think there's probably something that's bugging him. You know, he doesn't listen to polls, so it can't be those poll numbers.
You're right.
But
right.
I think there's got to be something underneath. It could be something rooted as in Iraq, as in maybe he's seeing the error of his ways, but he doesn't want to actually publicly say that, and he realizes what he's doing, killing innocent civilians, women, children, even innocent men in Iraq. Maybe he's even seeing these images, feeling a sense of regret as a good Christian man, which I think somewhere beneath that picture-perfect image he shows to his base, he could be.
You
could
think?
Be getting at him.
You really do think that his religious his inclination towards religion or his form of spirituality, you think that's legitimate, or do you think it's just an act he puts on for?
It's kind of weird, because when you look at someone who can be as spiritual as can be, could go have completely different political views. And when he says, you know, that he is a Christian and he is a follower of God and thinks Christ is his Savior, but then he'll do something absolutely the contrary of what his Savior is teaching, it shows that maybe I think that he could have been raised that way, and then his conscience just slowly shrunk into the size of a pea, maybe that's slowly growing back, but I don't think that when he went to war, this illegitimate war, that he was really showing his religious beliefs at its best.
Do you think it's best to keep religious discussion out of the political arena, especially on the level of Bush and cabinet members and members of Congress, or do you think that it's okay?
I am definitely for the separation of church and state, and the only reason I brought it up tonight is because I think it's deeply somewhere rooting this man.
Mm-hmm.
I think he has some form of it stuck within him that it's somehow pissing him off, if I could say that.
Well, you just did.
But I don't think that between Congress, I don't believe the Ten Commandments should be out anywhere. I'm definitely for religious tolerance. I have many friends of different beliefs, and I'm not trying to endorse one over the other tonight.
Okay, good points. All right, Sean, thank you very much. I appreciate you checking in tonight. Have a good holiday with your family, okay?
You too, Mike.
All right, sir. Take care. Sam is calling from New York. I would assume Sam is short for Samantha.
Oh.
Is that right?
Yes.
Oh, hi, Sam. How are you?
Hi. I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Now, it says here that you're kind of depressed about something?
Well, the state of the country in general, especially since today... was it today that that new thing came out that it says that Bush actually knew that Saddam had nothing to do whatsoever with the 9/11 attacks a couple of days after they occurred, and yet he still...
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, I saw that the other night. I saw it somewhere. Somebody sent me a link to the story. When you read that or heard about that, did it? Is that what's made you kind of depressed?
Yeah, probably. It was like he knew that Saddam had nothing to do with this. Iraq had nothing to do with this. And yet he still continued to go to this completely pointless war, and people are dying for no reason.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, Sam. The Bush's war in Iraq is just sucking all the oxygen out of every other discussion. We have some problems here at home, whether it's, I'm sure you read the other day, 30,000 jobs going to be lost as a result of General Motors. The problem the economy is in domestically and in our foreign trading partners, you know, we constantly run a trade deficit. Things just feel kind of crappy in this country. At least they do to a lot of Americans. When they ask these questions now, these polls, do you feel the country's headed in the right direction, yes or no, yada, yada. And most people are saying no now. How do you feel about some of the other issues other than this horrific war? And I realize the war is kind of an overarching issue, but like the environment, like the economy, like... the right to privacy, Supreme Court nominees who all seem to be right-wingers. How do you feel about this?
I think this country is going in a very wrong direction at this point, because they're completely disregarding, like, issues of over global warming, the environment, all that things.
Mm-hmm.
And not only are they doing that, but everything today is getting way too religious, and I don't think that fanaticism belongs in politics.
Mm, yeah.
It's not a good situation.
Mm-hmm. I've said on the program many times that I don't see any difference between any sort of religious fundamentalism. I don't care what the religion is. I know there's this big conflict now between Islam and Christianity, but as far as I'm concerned, religious fundamentalism usually results in people dying.
Yeah.
You know? What do you think should be done about the situation we're all facing where it concerns global warming? I know a lot of people try to refer to it as climate change as though it's, the weather report. But we know, I think we know, at least I know, I've read enough science now, or enough from scientists who do understand, that I'm convinced that the planet is warming up and it's going to have profound effects on everything. How do you feel about that since you're only, how old are you, 13? You're going to have to deal with this all your life.
Yeah, I think that the first thing that we need to do is the government actually has to acknowledge that there is global warming. Mm-hmm. They can't skirt around the issue anymore and pretend that it's not as serious as it really is. And then I think we have to stop, the Kyoto Protocol, where the U.S. was refusing to oblige with it and stuff.
Right.
I think we have to start doing something like cutting emissions and trying to make the entire country more eco-friendly.
Mm-hmm. And the alternative is to see Mother Earth, if you will, just kind of get sick and die.
Yeah.
You know? All right, Sam, listen, thanks a lot for checking in, okay? You listen to the program on WLIB, I take it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, listen, thanks a lot. I'm glad you called in tonight, and I hope you have a nice holiday tomorrow, okay?
Okay, you too.
Okay, take care.
Bye.
daughters up to fight our wars. Is there anything left, oh man, worth fighting for? And if all our good intentions simply pave the road to hell, are the parking lots there made and their pathetic souls as well? They can cure me.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hey folks, John Madden here to tell you about the Great Ace One Day Sale happening this Friday only, November 25th, at participating neighborhood Ace stores. You'll find great deals like a KitchenAid hand mixer for just $29.99 after a $5 mail-in rebate, and a string of 100 icicle lights is free after a $2.99 mail-in rebate. So make plans to shop early at Ace Hardware this Friday, November 25th. Quantities limited, available at participating stores.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. One of the best things about getting an 8-pound Orrick XL vacuum is what you don't get, namely, a cloud of dust in your face every time you turn it on or when you empty it, which means you won't get a house full of bacteria that travels on dust. Call 1-800-989-4200 for free literature or a free 30-day home trial. You'll breathe easier knowing it's an Orrick XL. 1-800-989-4200.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
You be the judge. New FlexoFactor helps promote joint strength, flexibility, lubrication, range of motion, and even the renewal of cartilage, from your hands and knees to your hips and elbows. And we'll prove it by letting you try it free. A $30 bottle, free. FlexoFactor is a new all-natural joint support supplement that combines five specific joint-supporting ingredients in one exclusive formula. FlexoFactor helps cushion, lubricate, and strengthen joints and cartilage over time. It's perfect for seniors, weekend athletes, anyone who depends on healthy joints for an active lifestyle. But don't take our word for it. You be the judge. Call now and try a free bottle of FlexoFactor, a $30 value. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover shipping and handling. FlexoFactor. We know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Call 1-800-364-9974. That's 1-800-364-9974. Limit one bottle per household. Call 1-800-364-9974.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
End your day screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Well, maybe not tonight. Tonight we are listening more than talking and pontificating and yelling and screaming and bitching and complaining like we normally do on this program. We're listening to young people between the ages of 13 and 17. If you fall into that group, young man, young woman, regardless of your beliefs, give us a call. The phone number is 866-303-2270. We'd like to hear what you have to say. Eric is calling from Washington. Eric is 14. Is that right, Eric?
Yeah.
Welcome to the program.
Hi. Yeah, in the local area that I'm in, we get 1090 is the Air America station.
Yes. Are you in Portland?
No, Tacoma, the Seattle area.
Okay.
Yeah, they recently reorganized the schedule.
Yeah, I'm aware.
Yeah, there's some good things and bad things about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the bad things, like, since we're on the West Coast, you'd expect to hear your program at 7, but with the reorganizing, it's not on till 10.
Yeah, they delay it. So what you're hearing is not a live program, and I hate that. I'm not sure if that's the radio station or the network that's doing that, but I know that's probably irritating. Do you listen a lot to Air America Radio?
Yeah, whenever I'm done with my homework, that's what I get a lot of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that must be when I'm on.
Yeah.
Do you think I cuss too much?
Nowhere near as much as the people at school.
You mean the people you go to school with or your teachers?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So my use of less than complimentary language doesn't make you go, make you leave and switch over to a music station or something? You can handle it?
No, it doesn't.
Okay. Now, Eric, this is Thanksgiving Eve, 2005, and I just want to ask you, what is the main concern that you deal with right now? Outside, I don't want you to talk about your family, unless you want to. I mean, that's kind of personal. But beyond that, outside of your family, what is your biggest political concern or concern about what you're facing as a young man? Can you give the listeners a sense of that?
Well, you're sort of a fading away. I don't know if it's the phone connection or something else.
Uh-oh. Did you not hear the question?
Well, yeah, I heard the question.
Okay.
It's it'd probably be the environment and energy.
Mm-hmm.
Because that fossil fuels aren't going to last forever, and whenever we use them, the atmosphere gets polluted with carbon dioxide and worse stuff, carbon monoxide, other things.
Why do you think so many people don't see that as a problem? And I'm not just talking, I'm talking about policy, people who set policy, people who make the decisions way above your pay grade or my pay grade, the people who are in charge. They don't seem to care very much about what you're talking about. Why is that?
Well, for one thing, they've got big business people putting them in their positions, kinds of big business people who get their money from burning fossil fuels. And they might not care about future generations.
Well, that's the part I don't understand. If you look back at the history of the United States, you'll see that to a certain degree, I'm certainly not talking about the majority, but to a certain degree, when industrialists or capitalists or the people who use their business sense to build the industrial strength of this country, they thought ahead. We're going to do this for this generation, but long after I, the industrialist, am dead and gone, You know, I want this to happen and that to happen. That took forward thinking. Whether it was good or bad is immaterial to the discussion here, because you can make the case that what they thought about when they thought ahead was just more environmental destruction or more ways to exploit workers. But on the other hand, they still thought ahead. Why do you think no one thinks ahead to that degree today?
Well, they might just be too lazy.
Well, that's a very, very real possibility, just too damn lazy, yeah. All right. Well, Eric, listen, I'm glad you called. I'm sorry about the scheduling on your station that you listen to this program. You know, you can always get us live by just jumping on the Internet. Just go to MikeMalloy.com and click on the listen icon, and you'll get a live stream that way, okay?
Yeah, that's what I was listening to before I called in.
Super. Okay, you got it figured out. All right, Eric, thanks a lot. I appreciate your call. Take care. Have a good holiday tomorrow, okay?
Bye.
All right, sir. Bye-bye. Okay, we have two open lines. So if you would like to get in on the program tonight and you're between the ages of 13 and 17, call us, 866-303-2270. We'll go back to your phone calls when we come back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America. Stay with us.
The birth of freedom. Yeah.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
This is your Mother Jones Minute. Here's Mother Jones publisher, Jay Harris.
Good night and good luck. George Clooney's film about legendary 50s-era reporter Edward R. Murrow has a creepy resonance today. The movie is set during a communist witch hunt, but the specter of the Patriot Act, secret CIA torture prisons, and lack of trials for Guantanamo prisoners aren't far off screen. The real power and the fun of this film, though, comes when we see Murrow push back against the forces of fear and paranoia. Bullies crumble when the press takes a smart, principled, and popular stand for American liberties. Recently, we've seen signs that the wimpy National Press Corps is starting to ask some real questions. Good night. And good luck shows us they still have a way to go. Go see the film. And in the meantime, check out the interview with George Clooney in the latest issue of Mother Jones.
For the best investigative reporting and news, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. A dozen anti-war protesters were arrested today near George Bush's ranch in Texas. They had set up camp near the ranch in defiance of new bans on camping and parking in the area. The group had pitched a half dozen tents, were sleeping in sleeping bags and blankets.
Sheriff's deputies arrested them for criminal trespassing. Another group of protesters left the public right of way after deputies warned they'd be arrested. George Bush starting his Thanksgiving holiday visit to the Texas ranch. Anti-war activist Cindy Sheehan, not among the protesters today, but she plans to be there later in the week. Her sister was among those arrested. Back in August, hundreds of demonstrators camped off the road during a four-week protest led by Cindy Sheehan. Since then, the local government has issued a ban on camping and parking. The U.S. military says an American soldier was killed in the center of Baghdad today. Authorities say he died from a gunshot wound. In other violence, gunmen wearing Iraqi army uniforms burst into the home of Sunni Arab Sheikh, killing him, three of his sons, and a son-in-law. Police are saying the attack might have been aimed at discouraging Sunni Arabs from participating in next month's election. U.S. and Iraqi authorities are trying to encourage Sunni Arabs to vote in hopes of luring them away from the rebel insurgency. Millions of Americans are not letting a bit of bad weather or higher gasoline prices ruin their holiday travel plans. Winter weather hitting from the Appalachians or along the Great Lakes, some heavy lake effect snow expected in some areas. No big problems at the airport in Chicago, handling 2 million passengers this weekend. Indiana officials blame snow for some traffic accidents, no serious injuries. AAA predicts more than 37 million people will be traveling for the holidays across the country, nearly two-thirds in the air. An airline expert says that plane tickets are running roughly about $40 higher than they were back in February, but that hasn't stopped people from flying. Indiana's Supreme Court today rejected a challenge to the state's abortion waiting period law. The 1995 law requires women seeking an abortion to get counseling about medical risks and alternatives and then wait at least 18 hours before having the procedure. In the 4-1 ruling, Indiana Supreme Court said opponents can't pursue their lawsuit on the grounds that the law violates the right to privacy. The Indiana Civil Liberties Union had helped lead the challenge to the law. John Kerry was elected jury foreman this week in Boston. The Suffolk Superior Jury heard a case involving two men who sued over injuries suffered in a car crash involving a city employee. Jurors deliberated for about an hour and a half before finding the city negligent but rejecting the damages for the plaintiffs. Several members of the panel praised John Kerry's handling of the deliberations as the foreman, saying he went out of his way to make sure that everyone's opinions were heard. This is Air America Radio News.
The ACLU brings you the third installment of the groundbreaking series that reveals how civil liberties affect real people every day. The Freedom Files, Episode 3, Dissent. Tune in to watch shocking stories about everyday Americans who practice their right to free speech and dissent, only to be thwarted, harassed, or arrested. To view the trailer, watch full episodes, or purchase the DVD, go to airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner. Or go to ACLU.tv to witness alarming attempts to discourage Americans' rights to free speech.
I don't think there's ever been a government that likes criticism. I don't think there's ever been a government that likes dissent.
This show reminds us why the First Amendment is so vital to the Constitution of the United States. Visit airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner to learn more.
Hi, I'm Robert Wagner with an important message for homeowners 62 years or older. If you own a home, you may be able to pay off your current mortgage or access the equity in your home without making any monthly loan payments. That's right, no monthly loan payments. A U.S. government-insured reverse mortgage allows you to convert the equity in your home into cash, giving you the financial independence you deserve. The tax-free proceeds won't affect Social Security or Medicare benefits, and you can use the money for almost any purpose you desire. The Senior Lending Network program has prepared a free educational video that explains how a reverse mortgage works, how to qualify, and how you can supplement your income without any monthly loan payments. If you're a homeowner 62 years or older, your free video is waiting. So call now.
For a free educational video from the Senior Lending Network on reverse mortgages, call 800-995-4290. 800-995-4290.
Senior Lending Network is a program by Mortgage Warehouse, a licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. Caller's information will be shared with lenders who are members of the program. Consult your tax advisor regarding tax implications.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Cause we get around.
Talking about my generation.
This ain't
too
awful.
Talking about my generation.
I hope I die before I get old.
Talking about my generation.
My generation, baby. Why don't you
all... Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. This is Air America. My name is Mike Malloy. We are doing, once again, what we refer to as Youth Night. It sounds, that sounds very institutional, but I don't know what the hell else to call it. The callers tonight to the program are people between the ages of 13 and 17. That's kind of what we're limiting, well, not kind of, that's exactly what we're limiting the calls to, phone calls from young people who may listen to this program, maybe not, maybe listen to other liberal talk, conservative talk, whatever... whatever they do listen to regarding political points of view, we welcome them to this program tonight. So if you are a teenager or young person between the ages of 13 and 17 and want to weigh in on what we're talking about here, which is pretty much anything, give us a call. The phone number is 866-303-2270. Back to the phone calls. Let me see here. Let's go with Aaron, who has called in from New York City, I would imagine. Aaron, welcome to the program. You're 15?
Yes, Mike. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I don't know. I'm pretty tired, actually. I usually am. I stay up to listen to your show, and for that reason only.
Uh-oh. What time do you get up in the morning?
Oh, usually at 6:45.
And you stay up and listen to at least 2 hours of my program?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Well, my mother used to tell me that I had to have my sleep or something terrible would happen, like I'd wind up in talk radio. And I figured I could get away with it, and look what happened. What's on your mind tonight, Aaron?
Well, what's on my mind is basically the issues of corporate greed and malfeasance, as I was telling the screener. Because all the issues that are being raised tonight basically go back to that corporate greed funnels, global warming funnels, climate change as it's being called. It goes back to the burning of fossil fuels, which makes money for a select few. And all the issues of job losses are going back to corporate greed, making money for a select few.
Do you think also the job losses, especially with General Motors, has to do with bad decisions that were made by that company going back 30 years? I can remember back in the 70s, Aaron, when more fuel-efficient cars were being introduced to America by the Japanese, by the Germans. I can remember the first time I heard of a Hyundai, a Korean car. It was like, what? Could it have been bad decisions on the part of management that left General Motors, which used to be the number one corporation on the planet in terms of how many people they employed, how much in general revenue, dollar sales they generated, how much profit they made? I tend to think it. You're right. I think it does have to do with greed, where greed interferes with correct, proper business decisions. Do you think that plays into this situation?
Well, I think they were very short-sighted in their decision-making back in the 1970s. I wasn't around, but from what I've heard and from what I've read, then Yes, the decisions made were very short-sighted, and they weren't looking to the future at all, not looking to how it would affect their workers or even how they would affect other executives, the executives of the time. As you can see, I forget the executive's name who's running General Motors, but he's getting a lot of bad press, and I think I heard something about him losing his job, but I'm not sure.
Now, who is that? Say it again.
The executive at General Motors.
Which one? The chairman of the board? The CEO?
I would think it's the CEO.
Probably the CEO.
The one who laid off 30,000 people?
Mm-hmm. That would be, that would be the CEO.
That would be the CEO, okay. But it appears to me that they did not foresee this global warming, this problem that they have created through their excessive greed. They did not see the problems for workers. But to get off General Motors and even to go into the housing and development industries, look at what's being planned for New Orleans, a huge upscaling of the residents. A huge upscaling of the former residential areas,
right.
A huge upscaling in terms of land use,
mm-hmm.
that's going to displace all these people even further than they've been displaced, because now they've got nowhere to go back to after it's all been rebuilt in terms of insanely high-end.
Yes, yeah, my understanding that literally tens...
And that goes back to greed.
Yeah, tens and tens of thousands of former New Orleans residents who were just holding on, just struggling, just making it, have decided not to go back, which leaves an awful lot of room for the very greed you're talking about. Let me ask you something, Aaron. It's kind of amazing. We, and I regret this, but we don't cover environmental issues on this program all that much. We should. Like I said to one of the other callers, so this war is sucking the oxygen out of everything. Yeah, almost every single young person who has called this program tonight has brought it up, the environmental issues, as a major concern. Now, that's telling to me, especially since corporate media isn't covering environmental issues to any great extent either. So, I have a question for you. Where do you get your information about the state of the environment and what we're facing, all of us? Where do you get the information?
I'll tell you where I don't get it, television news and the corporate media.
Right, well, neither do I.
A lot of what I get is from the Internet and alternative news sources. Of course, Air America, I listen to Pacifica a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I read scientific journals. A lot of the time I can't keep up with the language, but
mm-hmm.
it's truly striking, it's heart-wrenching to know that in a few years, a couple of hundred years, probably less, planet is going to be unlivable for life as we know it.
Yeah, that's a hell of a statement. That
nuclear proliferation.
Right. That sort of a statement is operative in your generation. Mine, I'm still here, so but your generation primarily. Let me. Do your friends share your concerns about the environment? Do you think adults are insane to ignore these problems? That's two questions there.
First off, I don't think most adults are ignoring them. The ones in power are either willfully ignorant or just simply insanely greedy and want to make money off this while they're still alive and don't have to pay attention to it. Also, but to answer your other question, yes, most of my friends are concerned with it, and the people who aren't, I am proud not to call my friends.
All right, Aaron, thanks a lot. I appreciate your insights tonight. Take care. Have a good Thanksgiving, okay?
It's been a pleasure. Bye.
All right. Pleasure's all mine, Aaron. Yeah, I Kathy and I talk about this a lot because, all of my kids except Molly, my youngest other than Molly is Chris, who's 27. And I've got them all the way up to around age 40, and now here we have Molly, who's 16 months old. She's 16 months old yesterday, right? And Kathy and I have to have the discussion about what is in store for Molly in her future, a future that I will not be, not have a huge role in, because I'll be dead and gone, although Kathy will probably be around, barring any kind of weird circumstance, for a long time with Molly. But what Molly and these kids that are calling in tonight, there's not that much difference. All right, 14 years, 13 years difference between these kids calling in tonight and my youngest. And it must be hell to have to deal with that. I do remember when I was a kid, when I was 12, 13, 14, I used to literally worry about nuclear war, not in the sense that it would annihilate all life on Earth, but I used to be terrified that I go to bed at night and the Russians would, it was always the Russians, you know, that they would be sending nuclear bombs to kill me and kill my siblings and kill my parents and my grandmother. And so I guess every generation has its worries. But I listen to these kids, and not just on the program tonight, I listen to kids a lot, and it's just, it's sad that is something they have to think about.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Tina, your face is all red. Are you okay?
I'm fine. It's just hot in here.
Hot? We're in the freezer aisle, Tina. You're having a hot flash.
Hot flash? Menopause? But I'm still getting my period.
It's not menopause yet.
But it could be changing hormones.
When I got my first flash, my pharmacist told me to start taking Estrovin. Estrovin is all natural and can help reduce hot flashes, night sweats, and irritability.
I'm not irritable.
Right. And you don't need a prescription. It's in the vitamin aisle.
Let's go get Estrovin now.
Hot flashes? It's just your body telling you it's time for Estrovin. Use as directed.
When I'm under, I'm weightless, floating away, and all I think about is doing it again.
Michael Swan is under the influence of his volunteer swim coach. Spending a little time coaching, he helps Michael stay off drugs. Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer. No matter what it is, you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org or call 877-KIDS-313 and be an influence on the kids in your community. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom-fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
Because life's too short to listen to right-wing radio, it's more of Mike Malloy.
It's coming through a hole in the air from those Nazis in Tiananmen Square. It's coming from a field that this ain't exactly real, or it's real but it ain't exactly there.
21 past the hour. This is Youth Night on the Malloy program. If you're between the ages of 13 and 17, inclusive, we'd like to hear from you tonight. Whatever you'd like to talk about. If you are older than 17, just kick back and listen. And again, we would like to invite some young women to call in. Ben is calling from Illinois. Ben, welcome to the program. It says here you're 17?
Yeah, that's correct.
Welcome to the program, Ben.
Hi. Yeah, first of all, I'd just like to say I think it's really great that you're doing this. You're probably one of the only programs that I know of who actually listens to the children and what we have to say. So I think that's really good that you're doing it, especially because we're going to be the ones who are affected, who are most affected by all of Bush's policies and what he's doing to this country.
That's very true. That's very true.
I think it should be heard a lot more often.
Yeah, I think so. And I want you bring up an interesting point here. Let me just expand on it for 1 second. Regardless of how old a person is, you're welcome to call my program anytime you like. I like to hear. I like doing just all young people because it forms almost an overwhelming wave of opinion from young people, and it doesn't get diluted when we do it this way. If you call in on a regular program, you know, you're just another caller. Not that, you know, I don't mean to disparage anybody's phone calls, but young people have a unique perspective. Granted, it may not be a perspective that's saturated with wisdom because you all haven't been around long enough. But you have a perspective that is genuine and clear. And while it may not be saturated with wisdom, it's also not saturated with corruption either. So we really appreciate the fact that young people are calling in. Now, what did you want to talk about tonight, Ben?
Well, I just noticed that recently in the media, ever since Hurricane Katrina, it seems like that was almost a wake-up call. And it's kind of an ongoing joke. I work on the John Lash campaign, and Ruben Zamora, you've had both of them on your show.
Yes, uh-huh.
And it's kind of an ongoing joke. We say, you know, anyone who's a Cubs fan, you know, it's going to be a blue 06, because right now what the direction this country is going no longer represents what the majority opinion is. Most people don't agree with the war in Iraq anymore. Most people don't agree with Bush's policies on the economy, education, environment, everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's really you're gonna see a big change in people's thinking, and the media might actually be taking a part of that, because if we're playing on their greed, they've always said, well, people are conservative right now, so we're gonna play conservative media. If people are more liberal minded now, maybe you'll start to see more liberal media.
Mm-hmm. You know, you make a good point. The images on television around the hurricane that swept into New Orleans and the subsequent damage, those images are stuck in my head, and they'll never go away. The images of Americans, and yes, mostly 99.9% black Americans dealing with what those people dealt with, standing there in the heat, people dying, mothers holding their babies up to the cameras, asking for help in the same way that you see pictures like that from refugee centers all over the place. I don't care if it's sub-Saharan Africa or Southeast Asia or South Asia or the Middle East. And to see those pictures and know that they were coming from my country, you're right. That was an absolute shock, Ben, and it was a turning point for me at my age. I don't think I've ever seen that. Not that those pictures aren't available anytime I really want to take a look. I mean, that sort of situation does exist in America. You may have to look for it. But all of a sudden, there it was. Every yep. place you turned on television, you know, you make a good point. That was a shock, an absolute shock. What did it do to you? I mean, given the fact that you're 17, I mean, when you saw that, when you saw those pictures and you saw what was happening to people in this country, what was your gut level feeling?
It amazed me. I mean, you've always heard statistics and things of that sort. You know, one out of five American children are starving, blah, blah, blah. But a statistic is so much different from actually seeing it in reality and actually seeing this being played out. And it was just, it took 4.5 to 5 days to help those people. And it was just horrible. And it was probably the same feeling a lot of people felt when the Holocaust was first uncovered. I mean, it was that bad. And I couldn't believe that, you know, while this was going on, our president was strumming the guitar and, you know, out doing fundraising things and really not paying much attention to it and just saying, well, you know, Brownie will take care of it, you know, and it was just, it was incredible, and I think a lot of Americans felt that way, you know, young and old. It was a wake-up call. And
it was indeed. Ben, hold on just a second. Hold on.
And there ain't no place in this world just to go. It's a hard life forever to go.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Why shop at Borders for gifts this weekend? Let's compare.
I bought you this cast iron bacon press because it reminded me of that time we had that really flat bacon.
Or
I bought you this DVD of The Matrix because it reminded me of our very first date.
At Borders, you'll find DVDs like this for only $9.99 Thanksgiving weekend. Stop in for details. Borders. Open up a season of surprises.
This is Larry King. If you're like me, you believe in taking vitamin C to protect your health. But are vitamin pills delicious? No. Then you need to check out Ester C Soft Chews. These orange-flavored chews are a great way to get the advanced protection of Ester C. I love them. My kids love them. And you will too. Ester C Soft Chews. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for advanced protection Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
Tina, your face is all red. Are you okay?
I'm fine. It's just hot in here.
Hot? We're in the freezer aisle, Tina. You're having a hot flash.
Hot flash? Menopause? But I'm still getting my period.
It's not menopause yet,
but it could be changing hormones. When I got my first flash, my pharmacist told me to start taking Estrovin. Estrovin is all natural and can help reduce hot flashes, night sweats, and irritability.
I'm not irritable.
Right. And you don't need a prescription. It's in the vitamin aisle.
Let's go get Estrovin now.
Hot flashes? It's just your body telling you it's time for Estrovin. Use as directed.
Wow, what a difference a week makes. Just last week, my toenails were thick, yellow, and embarrassing. But then I tried something totally new. Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit with an antifungal cream, plus a revitalizer that made my toenails look better in just 1 week. Now I can show my feet in public. What a difference. All I can say is, wow.
Want to improve the appearance of your nails in just 1 week? Look for Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit in the green box. Use as directed.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-500-6104. 1-800-500-6104. That's 1-800-500-6104.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com, and your desktop instantly appears, just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
If you run a retail business of any kind, a restaurant, a bar, a carpet store, even a tanning salon, just to name a few, and you need money to grow or run your business, let me explain how a new idea from a company called AmeriMerchant can help you get the money you need. When your customers spend money in your store, many of them use Visa and MasterCard, right? Well, what AmeriMerchant does is advance you money against those sales. For example, if your store does $25,000 in Visa or MasterCard sales, we'll advance you a portion of those monthly sales. You can use the money for any reason or purpose, but you must have a minimum of $5,000 a month in combined Visa or MasterCard sales to qualify. There are no closing costs. You can have the money in as little as 7 days, and we approve 90% of all qualified applicants, so call right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
If you're one of the millions of Americans that suffers from acne or knows a friend or a loved one suffering, please turn up your radio and take down this life-changing information. Introducing Epiclear, the revolutionary new advanced skin treatment imported from Europe, formulated to help get rid of pimples and prevent further breakouts. Great for all ages and most skin irritations, Epiclear is doing something that no other acne treatment formula has ever done. Ever. We're so confident that Epiclear will clear up your skin that we're willing to let you try it for free. That's right, you heard free, and we mean free. Over a $70 value delivered without a prescription right to your house.
Call now while free supplies last at 1-800-701-3026. Nothing to risk and everything to gain. Call Epiclear at 1-800-701-3026. That was 1-800-701-3026. Limit one order per household, please. Call 1-800-701-3026. Shipping and handling not included.
Day after day I'm more confused. Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain.
And now, a soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malone.
And I'm feeling the strain. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I want to get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
It's about 25 before the hour. We were talking with Ben on line one right before the break. Let's go back to Ben. Ben, are you there?
Yeah,
I'm here, Mike. Okay. The question I wanted to ask you, and it's kind of trite, and you may be tired of hearing it, but you're 17. You may be facing a military draft at some point, and surely the question of military service is going to come up. It did for me. It does for everybody, every male. And now just about any kid, whether it's a male or female, how do you feel about a draft, B, about military service?
Well, I don't dislike military service per se. I dislike the way our lunatic leader uses the military, but about a draft, I would say I'd have to be against that. I don't agree with being forced to fight in a war. And you know, they actually changed the voting age because of that, and the voters spoke, and they really they voted for our candidates at that time. But of course, you know, I'm going to be against the draft in all sorts, and that's something I've actually discussed with my parents a lot. And if a draft ever comes, I think we're going to be on the first car ride out to Canada. So.
Well, let me ask you, though, because this, I mean, I agree with what you're saying, Ben. I felt this, 35 years ago when I was looking at the possibility of being drafted into the military. But when you have a situation where your country decides to go to war, as Bush took this country and other presidents have taken our country into wars, without a draft, how is it possible then for Americans to share the responsibility, the horrible, horrific responsibility of entering into a war? I think there's only one other or two other species of animals on the planet that practices war simply as a means of, organized war, as a means of social expression. I think one of those species is a species of ants, and I can't think what the other one is. But how do you have shared responsibility, shared obligations without a draft if you live in a country or a society or a time when war is still seen as an acceptable alternative? How do you do it?
Well, I think you have to look at your leaders and make sure that your leaders are fighting justifiable, truly justifiable wars of necessity and wars not of choice. A war of choice is never going to have popular opinion, but a war of necessity will. And I think that's really the only way to get people to enlist and get them to fight. I mean, in the Civil War, when the South attacked Fort Sumter, there was a huge surplus of people. Later on, there was a draft, but right when Fort Sumter was attacked, there was a huge surplus of Union troops who signed up to go to war right away because they felt that was a necessity. Mm-hmm. So the answer to that would be to get better leaders.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, listen, thanks a lot, Ben. I appreciate what you had to say. Good luck with the Lash campaign, okay?
Thanks a lot, Mike. Oh, right. One more thing.
Yes, yes.
My vegetarian liberal friend in Arizona, Mindy, wanted to shout out and say, don't eat turkey at Thanksgiving.
Actually, that's exactly what I'm going to eat.
Yeah, me too.
Thanks, man. All right, you take care.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. You have a nice Thanksgiving. From Portland, Oregon, Evan and Carver, I guess two people. Is that right? Evan and Carver, you're both 15?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, welcome. Why did you guys decide to call in together?
We're good friends, and we're both liberals.
Okay. Well, that's fair. I don't think I've ever had a tandem phone call before. Well, welcome to the program.
Yeah, thanks.
Now, when you talked with Dee, I believe, our associate producer who handled your call when you first called in, she said your comments, you have something to say about Republicans?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, go ahead. Better with.
We hate pretty much all of them. They just have the wrong idea of everything. They're all blinded by the Bible and Christianity.
And they're like really sick people, and they don't care, because you know the people who are going to be paying off the policies that they're making now, like the tax cuts for the rich,
mm-hmm.
It's going to be like us. So they just aren't considerate.
All right. Are you Evan?
No, I'm Carver.
You're Carver. Okay.
I'm Evan.
You're Evan. Evan, your comment about conservatives or Republicans and the your allusion to the Christian right, is it the Christian faith, the Christian religion that you find offensive? Is it the way it's applied in politics? Is it the way fundamentalists use it? Do you have a specific complaint against Christianity or the people who use it?
It's more of like how they are against gay marriages, which is said in the Bible that a marriage should be between a man and a woman, and they only say that because the Bible says that, and they aren't thinking for themselves in that situation.
All right, now you use as an example gay marriages. Why is that an issue that gets your attention?
Because they're banning the rights of people that shouldn't have... gay people should be able to marry, and they're just destroying all their rights.
It's discrimination on something that you can't change. It's something, it's a part of you,
mm-hmm.
and it's discriminating the same way people would discriminate for something else, like being a minority or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, that makes sense. As far as Christianity is concerned, then, I get the impression that you don't really have a complaint with that particular faith, although I do, but we're talking about your phone call. You don't have a particular complaint, but it's the people who practice it, the ones who use it as a bludgeon rather than as a means of understanding. Am I putting words in your mouth, or do you guys feel that way?
Yeah, that's, you know, we think of all religions as, you know, it's not what we're crazy about, and
mm-hmm.
but it, not all, even Christianity, it has some good points. It's
mm-hmm.
the people have taken the worst of it and put that out there.
Evan, what would you say is the number one issue that's on your mind at this point in your life?
Well, mostly with the war. We should not be in there. There shouldn't even be a war. There were never any weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. And we're just in there for the oil. It's all a big scam to get oil.
How did you come to that conclusion? Is that from listening to, I don't know, your parents? Listening to people in your family? Is it from talking among your friends? Is it from reading? How did you come to that conclusion?
I've just been thinking that the whole time, and it makes a lot of sense. And, yeah, it just seems all points lead to that.
Carver, do you share that particular point of view where it concerns this war?
Yeah, and I share a lot of views with you. I listen to you quite frequently and in Portland, our station.
Mm-hmm.
You make some really good points there. And it's just a really unjust war, and the stuff you've been mentioning lately, like the white phosphorus,
Isn't that horrifying? I mean, that just absolutely freaks me out. I can't handle that. The fact that, you know, we were just talking with who was the caller from Illinois, Kathy? Ben, about, you know, there's nothing inherently wrong with the military. I tend to agree with that. So the misuse of our soldiers, our young men and young women who put on the uniform for whatever reason and go to these places like Iraq or Afghanistan, and then to instruct them to use white phosphorus or napalm, whatever it's called now, MK-77, I guess they don't call it napalm anymore, that to me is just vile. It's horrifying that we have leaders in this country who would permit that.
What I find even worse is that some people, like, justify it. I've seen letters in the paper that say, well, if this is going to help beat the terrorists, then go ahead and torture them. Go ahead and do this.
Oh, my God.
We need to protect ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Does that make you question the sanity of the letter writer? It does me. Hold on a second, guys. Let me take a quick break. We'll come back and chat for about another minute, and then we'll move on with the phone calls. If you haven't checked in tonight, we've got 1, 2, 3 open lines, 866-303-2270. We'd like to hear from you. If you're a young person between 13 and 17, call us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Can't walk you out in the morning dew. But I heard a young man cry.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Have you experienced a random act of kindness? Someone you haven't seen for years suddenly come back into your life? Do you know a positive story that inspired or motivated you? Aleve invites you to share your good news at AleveGoodNews.com. For years, Aleve has been devoted to providing good news for people with arthritis pain. Now, Aleve invites you to share your good news at AleveGoodNews.com.
Use it directed for minor arthritis pain.
Why shop at Borders for gifts this weekend? Let's compare.
I bought you this cast iron bacon press because it reminded me of that time we had that really flat bacon.
Or,
I bought you this DVD of The Matrix because it reminded me of our very first date.
At Borders, you'll find DVDs like this for only $9.99 Thanksgiving weekend. Stop in for details. Borders. Open up a season of surprises.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz6.com.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
So, isn't this a nice restaurant?
It's fabulous, but...
What? You were wondering if I brought enough cash?
Well, no, but...
No worries. I've got the Dynasys Visa prepaid card. It's good anywhere Visa debit is accepted.
Great, but...
And the Dynasys card is so legit, it's the player's choice of prepaid cards.
But, baby...
Yeah.
Who are all these guys?
Them? That's Vladimir Guerrero, Frank Thomas, Pedro Martinez, Kurt Schilling, Greg Maddox, and that there is my man, Pudge Rodriguez.
Well, your man...
What?
Won't let me eat my dinner.
Yo, Pudge, quit blocking the plate.
Dynasys Visa prepaid card. No credit checks, no bank account needed. Call 1-800-406-3636 to get yours today. Loaded at thousands of retailers. Use it online, pay bills, or get cash at ATMs. Dynasys, the card you deserve, the name you trust. Call 1-800-406-3636. That's 1-800-406-3636. Official licensee Major League Baseball Players Association. Issued by MetaBank, Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Got the flying monkey right blues? Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
10 before the hour. This is Youth Night on the Malloy program. All right, back to Evan and Carver, who have called in from Portland. One last question, guys. What would you say to people your age, just about your age, who are listening tonight? I don't know where they're listening, but I know we have a big audience when we do this. So what would you say, not to adults, not to policymakers, but just to members of your peer group, your age group? What would you like to say to them?
I would just like to tell them all to get politically active while you're young and remain that way. And
stay informed.
Stay informed.
Yeah, and there's like more of us out here too, and they're not the only ones who tune into your program and get informed about these political information, that kind of stuff.
All right, guys, listen, thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a good Thanksgiving tomorrow, okay?
Yeah,
all right.
I'll be voting in 2008, so I'm really looking forward to that.
There you go. All right, thanks a lot. All right, you guys take care. Nick is calling from New York City. Nick, welcome to the I think it's New York City. Nick, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Oh, Mike.
You're 16, right?
I'm 16, yes.
Hey, Nick, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Okay, talk to me. What's on your mind?
I'm sorry. I'm here to talk about the Iraq War.
Okay, let her rip.
And I'm a staunch supporter of the Iraq War and of George Bush's policy on the Iraq War.
Why is that? Tell me what you think the policy is, Nick.
Well, I believe George Bush is right in that he is right first in attacking Saddam Hussein in order to rid him of power. Because the matter of fact is this, that Saddam Hussein has been provoking America for so long, and especially when kicking out UN inspectors, that it's like, how long do you push somebody before they finally push back?
Okay, let me just make one comment here that will contradict what you just said, Nick. Saddam did not kick out UN inspectors. That is simply not true. I don't know where you got the information. He did not have the power to kick out UN inspectors. You have to keep in mind, Nick, that when we had inspectors in there prior to Bush's invasion of Iraq, we had been bombing that country periodically for the past 12 years. We had cut off contact with that country to the outside world to the extent that we could, and we caused an awful lot of suffering, kind of like a siege of the entire country of Iraq. And as a result of that, various human rights organizations around the world said as many as 500,000 to 1.5 million children died. Now, I'm not talking about 16-year-olds, Nick. I'm talking about little kids. They died of diseases because they couldn't get medicine. They couldn't get clean water, yada, yada, yada. So the point is, Saddam never kicked out UN inspectors. Now, the other thing that you said, and I'm curious if you could elaborate just a little bit for me, you said that Saddam has been provoking the U.S. How has he been doing that?
Well, I believe that when George Bush Jr. made the statement that Saddam Hussein threatened his father,
mm-hmm.
that was since George Bush Sr. and since Saddam Hussein, he's been provoking since Desert Storm, and by especially all I I'm a little nervous.
That's all right. You know, when I call a radio program, and I do occasionally, I get nervous too. And I'm in the business, all right? When I sit there on hold for 15 or 20 minutes, my heart rate goes up, my hands get sweaty.
Same symptoms.
Right. I feel like I'm going to make a fool of myself. So, you know, and sometimes I do. So just relax. It's all okay. Right. It's all right. So you're in favor. Here's the thing that I just want to make sure, for your sake, Nick, not mine.
Yeah, no,
that you understand the facts about this war, and then if you want to support it, okay.
No, okay, I understand. I want to take this opportunity to let you enlighten me. For example, the UN inspector, you enlightened me. I didn't realize that. So, but my thought is this. I know George Bush started the preemptive strike. He made that, right?
Yes. So,
and he made that in response after 9/11.
Yeah, but why didn't he attack Poland?
Well,
because let me. I'm not trying to be a smartass here, but
I know. I'm letting you. I want you
okay.
to enlighten me. I'm
Iraq. Iraq had nothing to do with the attack on 9/11 on this country. Neither did Poland.
But wasn't the thought process that Iraq was supplying the terrorists with weapons?
Well, that's what the Bush administration claimed, but the proof turned out to be that wasn't true. I mean, I know you read, obviously you read, you have probably heard, especially in the past few weeks, few months, that every single claim made by Bush to justify that attack against Iraq was based on lies. Now, they call it a false intelligence or faulty intelligence. Let me ask you something, Nick. We have spent, in the 16 years you've been on this planet, this country has spent trillions of dollars for intelligence and defense. Now, are we to believe that this little third-rate country, Iraq, was able to penetrate our defense and hit us in New York and the Pentagon? You see, Iraq had nothing to do with it. And the proof is out there that Iraq had nothing to do with terrorists. They do now, but that's been the result of our totally destabilizing that country and throwing it into chaos. You want to hold on a second, Nick?
Sure. Yeah.
All right? We have to take a break here. We'll come right back. Stay there. We'll come back to you right after the break. And also, we'll be picking up the other phone calls. So if you're on hold, stick around. I want to hear what you got to say. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
How much would you pay to have a fresh, blistering exposé of the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and Company delivered to your mailbox every week? You say you'd pay nothing? Well, that's perfect, because that's our offer exactly. The Nation magazine will send you 4 weeks of America's hottest, widest-read journal of opinion absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation, so nobody stops The Nation from printing the truth. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept 4 issues free. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice, but I predict you'll be addicted. And delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept 4 issues free. The Nation.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA.
This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residents. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and receive a smoke detector with free 24-hour monitoring when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. A dozen anti-war protesters were arrested today near George Bush's ranch in Texas. They had set up camp near the ranch in defiance of new bans on camping and parking in the area. The group had pitched a half dozen tents, were sleeping in sleeping bags and blankets. Sheriff's deputies arrested them for criminal trespassing. Another group of protesters left the public right of way after deputies warned they'd be arrested. George Bush starting his Thanksgiving holiday visit to the Texas ranch. Anti-war activist Cindy Sheehan, not among the protesters today, but she plans to be there later in the week. Her sister was among those arrested. Back in August, hundreds of demonstrators camped off the road during a four-week protest led by Cindy Sheehan. Since then, the local government has issued a ban on camping and parking. The U.S. military says an American soldier was killed in the center of Baghdad today. Authorities say he died from a gunshot wound. In other violence, gunmen wearing Iraqi army uniforms burst into the home of Sunni Arab Sheikh, killing him, three of his sons, and a son-in-law. Police are saying the attack might have been aimed at discouraging Sunni Arabs from participating in next month's election. U.S. and Iraqi authorities are trying to encourage Sunni Arabs to vote in hopes of luring them away from the rebel insurgency. Millions of Americans are not letting a bit of bad weather or higher gasoline prices ruin their holiday travel plans. Winter weather hitting from the Appalachians or along the Great Lakes, some heavy lake effect snow expected in some areas. No big problems at the airport in Chicago, handling 2 million passengers this weekend. Indiana officials blame snow for some traffic accidents, no serious injuries. AAA predicts more than 37 million people will be traveling for the holidays across the country, nearly two-thirds in the air. An airline expert says that plane tickets are running roughly about $40 higher than they were back in February, but that hasn't stopped people from flying. Indiana's Supreme Court today rejected a challenge to the state's abortion waiting period law. The 1995 law requires women seeking an abortion to get counseling about medical risks and alternatives, and then wait at least 18 hours before having the procedure. In the 4-1 ruling, Indiana Supreme Court said opponents can't pursue their lawsuit on the grounds that the law violates the right to privacy. The Indiana Civil Liberties Union had helped lead the challenge to the law. John Kerry was elected jury foreman this week in Boston. The Suffolk Superior Jury heard a case involving two men who sued over injuries suffered in a car crash involving a city employee. Jurors deliberated for about an hour and a half before finding the city negligent but rejecting the damages for the plaintiffs. Several members of the panel praised John Kerry's handling of the deliberations as the foreman, saying he went out of his way to make sure that everyone's opinions were heard. This is Air America Radio News.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things they do look awful.
Talking about my generation.
I hope I die before I get old.
It's about 7 past the hour. Welcome back. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy. We're talking to young people tonight. 13 to 17, if you fit into that age group, we'd like to hear from you. If you're older than that, kick back and listen. Now, right before the break, we're talking with Nick, who called in from New York. Nick, you know, the latest information is that Bush knew 10 days after the attack on this country that Iraq had nothing to do with it. He kept that information from the American public, of course, and it's only coming out now, 4 years later. I don't blame you for your position on Iraq. A lot of people a lot older than you feel the same way. The media, you know, newspapers, television, radio has not been honest in its reporting. If you could hear George Bush himself say that Saddam had nothing to do with 9/11, would that make a difference to you?
If George Bush admitted it himself?
Yes.
I think it'll definitely make a difference.
Okay.
If George Bush came out and said it himself.
Okay, now he's said it, and here it is. Listen up.
Now, we've had no evidence that Saddam Hussein was involved with the September the 11th.
Did you hear that?
No, I heard that. That's George Bush.
Yeah, I want to play it for you again. Can you turn it down a little bit, Kathy? It's a little bit hot. Listen. Now, where this occurred was Bush was he was going someplace. Do you know where it was, Kathy? Open up your mic and let Nick know.
Sure. I can't remember exactly. It was a press conference. It was one of those photo opportunities. I can look it up and find out in a second, but one of those where he was meeting with foreign leaders, and the pressure was finally getting on him to admit that there was no connection between Saddam Hussein and 9/11 because of all the...
Right. And a reporter asked a question. He just kind of, if I remember, he kind of looked back at the reporter and just said it. You know, Saddam had nothing to do with 9/11.
The reporter asked.
Okay, let's listen to it again, Nick. Now,
okay.
Now listen closely.
Now, we've had no evidence that Saddam Hussein was involved with the September the 11th.
Did you hear that?
Yes, I heard it.
Okay. Now, if a man will constantly lie the way Bush has lied to take us into this war by linking 9/11 to Saddam Hussein,
mm-hmm.
or to Iraq, and then admits in his own out of his own mouth, not thinking, because Bush is a moron. I'm sorry, Nick. He's a total moron. But not thinking that anybody's going to pay, you know, he thinks, well, nobody's going to pay attention. I just said, you know, no, we don't have any evidence that Saddam had anything to do with 9/11, September 11th. It shows the absolute lack of leadership, but what it also shows, what's that old saying, fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me. And if he'll lie about that, then I believe he would lie about anything. If he would lie to the extent that we now have 2,100 dead American soldiers that we know about, and tens of thousands of Iraqi people that we know about who are dead, not soldiers, but just people.
Uh-huh, and casualties.
There you
American,
go.
American casualties.
Exactly. And all the guys and women who are going to come home from this war, missing their arms, missing their legs, their faces shot off, paralyzed. I mean, this is an outrage. If somebody attacks us, I believe we should fight back if it's another country, another state. But the people that attack, here's the official story, Nick. The people that attacked this country, 15 of the 19 bombers that came to this country, if you believe the official story, which, you know, I don't. But let's go with the official story. 15 of the 19 bombers that came here on September 11th came from Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia, yeah.
Right. I think one was from Egypt. I think another one was from Jordan. But none was from Iraq. So why did we attack Iraq?
That's a good question.
Okay.
But so your first, if you were in President Bush's shoes, let me ask you that.
Right.
What would your first plan of attack have been? What would you have done?
I wouldn't have attacked anybody. I would have seen the attack on this country as something that required what amounts to an international police action that would have involved the security, the intelligence forces of Germany, England, Israel, Japan, South Korea, India. I would have gone to every country, to their intelligence forces, and say, look, all you other countries have had terrorist attacks. We got to stop the terrorism. It's international bandits. Let's hunt down the individuals who have done this. Let's find the individuals. That doesn't mean, Nick, that you invade countries. It means that you start a police action. What happens when somebody with Illinois license plate goes to Iowa and robs a bank? The Iowa authorities don't bomb Illinois.
Yeah.
They go after. They ask Illinois. They ask Michigan. They ask Indiana. Help us find this criminal. You see what I'm saying?
I understand.
Now that's a lousy analogy that I just gave you, but you understand what I'm saying.
Yes.
You don't invade countries when a handful of bandits or outlaws or maniacs attack your country. You go after the people who are behind it, if you believe the story. Now, of the 19 attackers that attacked this country on September 11th, you'd think all 19 would be dead. They were supposed to be on those airplanes. They were hijackers. The airplanes went down, right?
Uh-huh.
Five or six of them have turned up in various parts of the Middle East. How do we explain that? All right, I've got to move on. But, Nick, if you want to believe in a man who takes us into war, that's your option. But for heaven's sake, check out. Find the truth. Talk to people other than people who are just going to reinforce what you may believe. Do internet research. Do it yourself. You're a smart young man. You can do this, okay?
All right, Mike.
All right. Nick, thanks for checking in, all right?
All right, it was good talking to you.
All right. My pleasure. This is one of the reasons I hate the news media. It's not the fact that Nick is 16. Nick could be 106. There are literally millions of people out there who have been force-fed this swill, these lies, this enabling of this psychopath that runs this country to wage a war of choice that has resulted in death upon death upon death upon death. It's not Nick's fault. Just stop buying the garbage, Nick. Let me tell you something, pal. question authority, all of it. If you think there's any authority coming out of this program, question that too. Question all of it. Don't accept what the adult world tells you without questioning it. I'm not saying defy it. I'm not saying become some kind of a rebel. I'm saying question authority. Always. All right? Jimmy is calling from California. Jimmy, welcome to the program. Hey, Jimmy.
Hello?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. You're 17, and obviously you're female. Thanks for checking in. You told our associate producer you wanted to talk about being young and being in the political environment. Is that right?
Yeah, actually, I think that poor Nick was a pretty good example of that, actually. And as a student organizer in my school, and somebody that's pretty politically active, it's constantly worrying to me how much effort a person has to put out to get any kind of response from the youth,
yeah,
and from my peers. I'd even rather have someone with staunchly held political views that were different than mine rather than someone that just doesn't care. And largely I'm finding that it's almost impossible to get any kind of committed stance from my peer group.
Why do you suppose that is the case?
I think that largely, well, we saw it happen with chicken and cows, and I think we've seen it happen with the American consumer. Breeding down happens, and consumerism has never really been something that's been good for building brain cells. But I also feel like it's just that the political jargon is so confusing. There's so much doublespeak going on that I think that a lot of kids just check out emotionally and mentally and just assume that, you know, it's all random or it's all BS or it's nothing that relates to their own lives.
Mm-hmm.
Just the doublespeak is incredibly hard to get your head around. You know, like the Clean Air Act that was actually about taking down standards of clean air, or the Healthy Forest Act that was about allowing clear cutting, or...
Isn't that just absolutely infuriating to realize the extent to which a political entity like the Bush crime family can corrupt language? Hey, can you hold on, Jimmy?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, hold on. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back and finish up the conversation.
I definitely think so.
All right, stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
It's funny, skies are sunny, bees made honey.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Tina, your face is all red. Are you okay?
I'm fine. It's just hot in here.
Hot? We're in the freezer aisle, Tina. You're having a hot flash.
Hot flash? Menopause? But I'm still getting my period.
It's not menopause yet.
But it could be changing hormones. When I got my first flash, my pharmacist told me to start taking Estrovan. Estrovan is all natural and can help reduce hot flashes, night sweats, and irritability.
I'm not irritable.
Right. And you don't need a prescription. It's in the vitamin aisle.
Let's go get Estrovan now.
Hot flashes? It's just your body telling you it's time for Estrovan. Use as directed.
Have you experienced a random act of kindness? Someone you haven't seen for years suddenly come back into your life? Do you know a positive story that inspired or motivated you? Aleve invites you to share your good news at AleveGoodNews.com. For years, Aleve has been devoted to providing good news for people with arthritis pain. Now, Aleve invites you to share your good news at AleveGoodNews.com.
Use it directed for minor arthritis pain.
You be the judge. New FlexoFactor helps promote joint strength, flexibility, lubrication, range of motion, and even the renewal of cartilage from your hands and knees to your hips and elbows. And we'll prove it by letting you try it free. A $30 bottle, free. FlexoFactor is a new all-natural joint support supplement that combines five specific joint-supporting ingredients in one exclusive formula. FlexoFactor helps cushion, lubricate, and strengthen joints and cartilage over time. It's perfect for seniors, weekend athletes, anyone who depends on healthy joints for an active lifestyle. But don't take our word for it. You be the judge. Call now and try a free bottle of FlexoFactor, a $30 value. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover shipping and handling. FlexoFactor. We know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Call 1-800-364-9974. That's 1-800-364-9974. Limit one bottle per household. Call 1-800-364-9974.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
A soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malloy.
22 past the hour. We're talking with Jimmy, who has called in from California. By the way, Jimmy and Nick and anyone else is listening tonight, especially young people who have a hard time getting any kind of factual information. One of our listeners has a website. I talk about various websites all the time, and I know you all have your list, but there's one I want you to add to it, to your list, reallynews.com, reallynews.com. Now, there's some content on this website that is a little rough, war footage, videos. There's all sorts of videos on this site. And links, and I mean, you can go there, and you know, just never leave. It's that full of information. So check it out. All right, Jimmy, maybe later on this evening you can check it out. Reallynews.com, and anyone else who wants to check it out, it's a good site. Now, where were we? Because I wanted to hear some more of what you were saying.
We were talking about political jargon, and the Bush administration's sort of Orwellian doublespeak. It's interesting. It's pretty all pervasive.
It's really hard to
wade through.
Well, the points that you were making, calling it a clear skies initiative, when the objective is to make the skies unclear, or forest initiative, which is to make the forests unforested. It's astonishing. Why do you suppose so many people in this country accept that language and don't just go berserk over it?
Well, honestly, and a little sadly, I think that there's a lack of information. I think that the media is, well, it's a money-making mm-hmm. corporation, largely.
Right.
And so they tell the news that pays well. And it's very difficult to find all the facts.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in the recent election in California, you know, it's like the opposing sides were each making the same accusation about the other side, and it's very, very difficult to actually weed through all of these arguments. And honestly, I think that a lot of people don't bother. There's a lot of research that has to be done, and you can't always believe what you read, even mm-hmm. when you are doing a lot of your own research. And it's monumentally confusing and frustrating.
With the amount of information now that people have to have in order to make these informed decisions, A, and B, due to the fact that most of us are pushed beyond belief where it concerns our time, that raises the question, C, how are people going to get informed? How are people going to be armed with the facts when they have to make these decisions that impact their lives?
Well, I think that the Internet is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful new tool. Sadly, it has largely become 90% shopping and mm-hmm. pornography, but it has a wonderful potential in ways that no other form of communication has had in the history of the world, where information can be shared across the planet in a few seconds.
That's right.
And that has really, really, really exciting possibilities.
And even with 90% of it corrupted, the remaining 10% is so vast that, there is just an inexhaustible supply of information available for people who can find the time to get it.
Definitely. And I think that might be the role of the youth coming up, because largely this computer phenomenon is something of our generation.
That's right.
And we now have this tool that we can use to talk to each other and to share information internationally and to piece all this together. I mean, it's pretty easy to send out wrong information, and it's pretty easy to get mired down in spam.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that there are some real possibilities there, that it could become a very fluid, very powerful medium.
Those are excellent points. Jimmy, I got to leave it there. Listen, thank you so much. Thanks for checking in, and I hope to hear from you sometime when it's not Youth Night, okay?
Oh, you're welcome. I really appreciate your show.
Okay, you take...
Thanks for having me on.
You take care and have a nice holiday tomorrow, okay?
Thanks, you too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Right, bye-bye.
We'll be back after this break. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Why shop at Borders for gifts this weekend? Let's compare.
I bought you this cast iron bacon press because it reminded me of that time we had that really flat bacon.
Or...
I bought you this DVD of The Matrix because it reminded me of our very first date.
At Borders, you'll find DVDs like this for only $9.99 Thanksgiving weekend. Stop in for details. Borders. Open up a season of surprises.
This is your Mother Jones Minute. Here's Mother Jones publisher, Jay Harris.
Good night and good luck. George Clooney's film about legendary 50-0 reporter Edward R. Murrow has a creepy resonance today. The movie is set during a communist witch hunt, but the specter of the Patriot Act, secret CIA torture prisons, and lack of trials for Guantanamo prisoners aren't far off screen. The real power and the fun of this film, though, comes when we see Murrow push back against the forces of fear and paranoia. Bullies crumble when the press takes a smart, principled, and popular stand for American liberties. Recently, we've seen signs that the wimpy National Press Corps is starting to ask some real questions. Good night and good luck shows us they still have a way to go. Go see the film. And in the meantime, check out the interview with George Clooney in the latest issue of Mother Jones.
For the best investigative reporting and news, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Tina, your face is all red. Are you okay?
I'm fine. It's just hot in here.
Hot? We're in the freezer aisle, Tina. You're having a hot flash.
Hot flash? Menopause? But I'm still getting my period.
It's not menopause yet.
But it could be changing hormones. When I got my first flash, my pharmacist told me to start taking Estrovin. Estrovin is all natural and can help reduce hot flashes, night sweats, and irritability.
I'm not irritable.
Right.
And you don't need a prescription. It's in the vitamin aisle.
Let's go get Estrovin now.
Hot flashes? It's just your body telling you it's time for Estrovin. Use as directed.
The ACLU brings you the third installment of the groundbreaking series that reveals how civil liberties affect real people every day. The Freedom Files, Episode 3, Dissent. Tune in to watch shocking stories about everyday Americans who practice their right to free speech and dissent, only to be thwarted, harassed, or arrested. To view the trailer, watch full episodes, or purchase the DVD, go to airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner. Or go to ACLU.tv to witness alarming attempts to discourage Americans' rights to free speech.
I don't think there's ever been a government that likes criticism. I don't think there's ever been a government that likes dissent.
This show reminds us why the First Amendment is so vital to the Constitution of the United States. Visit airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner to learn more.
Hi, I'm Robert Wagner with an important message for homeowners 62 years or older. If you own a home, you may be able to pay off your current mortgage or access the equity in your home without making any monthly loan payments. That's right, no monthly loan payments. A U.S. government-insured reverse mortgage allows you to convert the equity in your home into cash, giving you the financial independence you deserve. The tax-free proceeds won't affect Social Security or Medicare benefits, and you can use the money for almost any purpose you desire. The Senior Lending Network program has prepared a free educational video that explains how a reverse mortgage works, how to qualify, and how you can supplement your income without any monthly loan payments. If you're a homeowner 62 years or older, your free video is waiting. So call now.
For a free educational video from the Senior Lending Network on reverse mortgages, call 800-995-4290. 800-995-4290.
Senior Lending Network is a program by Mortgage Warehouse, licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. Caller's information will be shared with lenders who are members of the program. Consult your tax advisor regarding tax implications.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom-fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your amplifier and hear even a whisper.
Hey, truth seekers, it's time for your humble and obedient servant, more of Mike Malloy.
Twenty-five before the hour. Back to your phone calls. And if you're just joining us, what you are hearing are young people tonight between the ages of 13 and 17. We are limiting the calls tonight to those folks who are in that age group who want to express some of their feelings about what's going on. Back to your calls. Mike is calling from Illinois. Mike, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
You scared me a little bit at the beginning of the program when you left out 13. I thought history might repeat itself.
I know. You kept trying to call in when you were 12, and we told you you had to be 13, and now you're 13, right?
Yep.
No. It's okay. You're here, Mike. You made the cut, all right?
I just wanted to say first to the two callers who said that the Republicans are wrong because they were blinded by Christianity and the Bible. That's not the case. What they're blinded by is the people like Pat Robertson who say that they're Christians. It's the Bible that they don't see. And Jesus taught liberalism. And it's my belief in Jesus that makes me a liberal and a liberal activist. So just
Put. That's well put, Mike. Thanks. Thanks for clearing that up.
And what I just wanted to say, since that, you know, I've called in so much, is just to kind of say what I do as a activist here in my community. Every month I go to a Democracy for America meeting, and I think all the young people, whether you're listening or you've called in or on hold, go to democracyforamerica.com or go to meetup.com and look under Democracy for America or under Democratic Party, and find some places in your local area where like-minded people are meeting, and get involved. Mm-hmm. Learn, because it's really not that hard how to go door to door or make phone calls or mm-hmm. organize events.
Well, you know, that's good advice, because I think a lot of people, not just kids, but a lot of adults, feel a little bit overwhelmed when they start to think about I can't change anything. I'm just one person. What can I do? Where can I go? I don't know where to begin. So that's good information, Mike. The power of one is definitely a power. There's no question about that.
Mm-hmm. And it's amazing to me how I just got into this in the last election. Mm-hmm. And I never thought I'd still be doing this. I went up to Wisconsin to go door to door because, of course, Illinois was solid for Kerry. And just to see how local people were there, and it wasn't anything. You think of, you know, the political process and the Democratic Party as this big thing, but it was just a little group of people, and they were there, and they had their coffee and donuts, and they were ready, and they were going to go out and walk door to door and just say, you know, this war is wrong, and this president is wrong, and everything he's doing, and you really need to vote for John Kerry. And it amazed me to see how just this little group of people in this little small Wisconsin town we're doing this. And now I see that in my own town here, we have people who are doing the same thing.
Yeah, you kind of amazed me yourself. I can remember listening to you before your voice changed. But it must be weird for you, isn't it, when you're out doing what you do? You're 13, Mike. You're out doing what you're doing, and people see you coming up the walk or knocking on their door or standing there with campaign literature or ready to debate with them. I mean, don't you just absolutely freak them out?
Yeah, it's always interesting. I've getting petition signatures from candidates outside the high school football game and seeing people that you know, hey, what's all this all about? And their parents saying, you know this kid? What is he doing?
You crack me up, Mike, in a good way, but you do. You just crack me up. I have great respect for you. I just know folks are going to hear a lot about you over the course of your life. That is a given. Mike, thanks for checking in, okay?
Thanks. Happy Thanksgiving, Mike.
Same to you. Back at you. You take care. From Davis, California, Benjamin is checking in. Benjamin, welcome to the program, and thanks for your patience.
Hi, thanks.
Hey. What's up?
I just want to talk about a gay marriage and why people believe that gay marriage is horrible because it's against the Bible.
Let's start with what is your feeling about it? What is your opinion?
I am pro-gay rights. I don't think it's right to ignore or just discourage people to not do something they don't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's illegal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering why people believe a book that's not really scientifically proven.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're talking about religious texts, in this case, the Bible.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And why people believe Pat Robertson for saying that God doesn't like the people of Dover, Pennsylvania, because he didn't get his way.
That's pretty outrageous for someone to say that. I agree with you. I think, though, that, and tell me if you agree, Benjamin, Pat Robertson is no more of a believer in a supreme being or a Christian or whatever you want to call him. In making a statement like that, it's clear that all of his comments have to do with a particular bias or political agenda or social agenda that is exclusionary and tells certain people you're not included because of who you are.
Yeah, I agree completely with that.
What do you think should be the attitude toward gay marriage?
Or what it could be?
Yeah, what do you think is the best attitude for gay marriage?
Just acceptance. If that's what they want to do, I say, go right ahead. You can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Why should we tell people what to do?
Especially when it concerns something that is as benign and as supportive and as loving as people getting together, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you. That makes sense to me. Anything else on your mind tonight, Ben, that you want to bring up?
Well, my dad just wanted to say, you really hate Bush.
Do I hate him?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no doubt in my mind. On a real gut level, too, Benjamin, because of what I see his policies and his attitude and his lack of leadership is doing to this country, where it concerns how we interact with each other and what he's doing to this country, where it concerns how we interact with the rest of the world. I despise the man. I just utterly, absolutely, and everyone who works in his administration. I think Rumsfeld is a hideous killer. If you listen to my program, the things that I say on the program, I don't say it for shock value. I don't say it to be flip or to make people go, oh, wow, listen to this guy, let's tune in. That's what I feel and what I believe. And that's the reason I say it. So, yeah, anything that you, if you ever do listen to my program, Benjamin, anything that you hear me say, unless I'm obviously being satirical, anything that you hear me say, though, that is not obviously a satire is what I truly believe. And I think you're the same way. You say what you believe, do you not?
Yes, I say what I believe.
There you go. All right, Benjamin, thank you. I appreciate you checking in. Take care. I hope you have a good holiday tomorrow, okay?
Thanks. Happy Thanksgiving.
Okay, back at you. Thank you, sir. Take care. From Brooklyn, Sylvan is calling from Brooklyn, New York. Sylvan, you're 15, right?
Yeah.
Welcome to the program, Sylvan.
Oh, hi.
Hey.
I've been holding this phone for like 2 hours.
Is your ear sweaty?
What?
Is your ear sweaty?
Yeah, a little bit.
I hear you.
So,
you know, when you sit for 2 hours holding to talk on a radio talk show, it just gives you more and more and more time to get nervous. I know that happens to me.
Oh yeah, definitely.
You really get freaked out. I can, and I'm talking about within the past 4 or 5 years. You know, I'm an old man compared to you, and I have sat on wanting to argue with. I have sat on hold waiting to talk to Sam Cedar and Janine Garofalo on this network, and I get nervous, and my voice starts to shake, and my heart rate goes up. So I know what it's like, and I'm sorry I kept you on hold for so long. What you got on your mind tonight?
Just that I've heard so many people come out and say that they hate Bush, and like you just said it.
Right.
But I'm not saying that I don't hate Bush. I do, but I'm just saying that it's so easy to attach all your hate on this one person.
It is. It is.
And forget about yourself and just the smaller people around you. Like, just in my school, I have people who will just say how much they hate Bush or hate.
Okay, Sylvan, let me get you to hold that thought because I got to take a break here, and then we'll come back, and I want to hear more of what you got to say. Okay, can you hold on?
Yeah.
Again? Okay, hold on. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Germany and in France, and someday I might get my chance, and that's what I learned in school today, that's what I learned in school. And what did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? I learned our government must be strong. It's always right and never wrong. Our leaders are the finest men, and we elect them again and again. And that's what I learned in school today. That's what I learned in school.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Why shop at Borders for gifts this weekend? Let's compare.
I bought you this cast iron bacon press because it reminded me of that time we had that really flat bacon.
Or
I bought you this DVD of The Matrix because it reminded me of our very first date.
At Borders, you'll find DVDs like this for only $9.99 Thanksgiving weekend. Stop in for details. Borders. Open up a season of surprises.
This is Larry King with something every vitamin C user should know. All vitamin C is not the same. There's a unique form of C, ester C, the only vitamin C with metabolites. It's non-acidic, so it's gentle on your stomach. Plus, ester C is quickly absorbed and works for 24 hours. So do what I do. Take Ester C. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for Advanced Protection Ester C and Ester E everywhere vitamins are sold.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage, just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-500-6104. 1-800-500-6104. That's 1-800-500-6104.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Border to border and coast to coast, The Mike Malloy Show. All substance, no abuse.
And a poor burnt old house, a sucked out to table, all the smell of a hair.
It's about 9 before the hour. Thanks to our crew in New York for the program this evening. Justin Yuen, who engineered for us. D. Neal, our associate producer. And the person who took care of the phone call. She also maintains the blog at airamericaradio.com/Mike Malloy. Our external crew, Chris in Minnesota, Mark Marshall, the militant mods at MikeMalloy.com, Ben Birch from WhiteRoseSociety.org, and Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. Thanks to everybody. All right, back to Sylvan. Sylvan, we were talking about anger or aggressiveness or really being angry with Bush, right?
Yeah, and just that people in my school will get really angry at Bush, which is perfectly justifiable, but then use his faults to justify their faults in a way.
Well, what do you mean by that?
That they will become just as arrogant and just as forgetful about their surroundings as he seems. So they will be having an argument with one of the kids that does agree with Bush,
mm-hmm.
but instead of actually listening to that person and maybe actually trying to actually convince them, they just basically yell at them and or just say that you're wrong straight out,
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that. And it just, they don't make any try to actually reason. They just say, I'm right, you're wrong, that's it, you're never going to, you're just stupid, that's it.
Could it be that maybe the kids you're talking about who just say you're stupid, you don't know what you're talking about, that maybe they have tried to reason? Look, let me give you an example, Sylvan. I will do the same thing as your classmates, and I'll tell you why. I have time and time and time and time again tried to sit down with people from the political right, the extreme right, the religious right, whatever you want to call it, people who support Bush's policies while he murders this country and destroys two other ones. And I've tried to sit there and say, look, you know, can you tell me why you support George Bush? And what I get back is empty rhetoric. It sounds like something that their preacher told them to say, or something that came as a talking points bulletin from Karl Rove, and I get sick of it. How do you have a discussion about ideas when you're talking to someone who has no ideas? Now I understand what you're saying. I'm not I'm not I'm not challenging what you're saying. I'm just offering that up as a different perspective from what you're hearing maybe from your classmates when they don't want to talk with these people or they say, you know, you're stupid. Could it be because they really are?
Well, that's probably not very far from the truth. But, and that is a very good point, and I wish I had thought of that, but just that it seems to me that the first step is showing kindness and compassion, and that if there are people that, no matter what, even if you are the kindest and most compassionate you can be to them, they still reject anything you have to say, then they are idiots and they are jerks. But that doesn't mean that you should stop trying, because I think that the whole goal that I see for, like, getting Bush out and trying to change the world is to try and change the perspective as much people as we can. And I think the best way to change people's perspectives is to be kind, not just to yell at them.
Well, you're right. I mean, basically, the basic premise that you're stating, Sylvan, is the correct premise. I don't think anyone would argue with you and tell you that you're wrong. Trying to extend understanding or trying to win someone over by being patient is a good thing to do, and I hope you can maintain that as you get older. I'm trying to remember if there was a time in my life when I had that sense that I shouldn't try to argue somebody into my position or browbeat them or we'll call them halfwits. And I guess there was at one point that attitude inside of me that this is not a good way to be if I'm going to be so angry with other people. Somewhere along the line, I lost that, Sylvan, where it's now almost impossible for me to literally sit down and talk with someone who I know thinks that they're absolutely right, that the policies of George Bush are correct for this country. So I've lost that ability. I respect you that you still believe that that is the way to win this fight or to rescue the society or to save the planet. I respect you for feeling that way. I hope, and like I say, I hope you can hold on to it.
I hope I can too, and not saying that I'm perfect. I do love yelling at people just as much as anyone else does.
Right.
Just saying that always try and be as compassionate as you can, even if you still end up yelling at them. Just try.
Well, that's true. Hold on to that as long as you can, Sylvan. That is an essential part of human nature, and hold on to it as long as you can, okay?
I will.
All right, buddy. Thanks for checking in.
Okay.
Have a good day tomorrow. Take care.
Yeah, you too.
Don't forget, we're off tomorrow and Friday. Best of programs, those two nights, and then all next week, my good friend and former colleague Peter Werby will be substituting for me. Tune in. Enjoy. I will see you Monday week. Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy.
That your elders grew by, and so please help them with yours. They seek the truth before they...
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
How much would you pay to have a fresh, blistering exposé of the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and Company delivered to your mailbox every week? You say you'd pay nothing? Well, that's perfect, because that's our offer exactly. The Nation magazine will send you 4 weeks of America's hottest, widest-read journal of opinion absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation, so nobody stops The Nation from printing the truth. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept 4 issues free. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice, but I predict you'll be addicted. and delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept four issues free. The Nation.
If you run a retail business of any kind, a restaurant, a bar, a carpet store, even a tanning salon, just to name a few, and you need money to grow or run your business, let me explain how a new idea from a company called AmeriMerchant can help you get the money you need. When your customers spend money in your store, many of them use Visa and MasterCard, right? But what AmeriMerchant does is advance you money against those sales. For example, if your store does $25,000 in Visa or MasterCard sales, we'll advance you a portion of those monthly sales. You can use the money for any reason or purpose, but you must have a minimum of $5,000 a month in